Everyone, I am Manoj Sathe, and we are going to learn today another important chapter in the functional administration, that is chapter number 17, that is liaison and public relations. So the word public relation always go together with the liaison. In big companies, there is a specific officer designated for public relations, and separately a separate officer is designated for name as a liaisoning officer. So let's see what it includes and how it is important for a functional administrative division. So it is necessary to gain a favorable public image of the company. So today it is said it is a marketing age. So your public image of company, it's a lot of has emphasis on the branding of that company. So your company's public image is very much important. It is not just your product. You are producing good product, but your public image in the with local people, with the citizens of the nation, that also should be very good. So it is also prudent to generate goodwill in the circles of the society. So the society, the public image of your company in the circles of society also should be very good. So it is required to facilitate better communication and cooperation in order to achieve desired results. So just having a very healthy, strong net profits, P&L account, that is not enough. Your goodwill also matters a lot. The people should speak good about your company. Your public image of your organization should be good outside the premises. So it is a must to build a trust about the organization in the minds of public and also with various constituents of the society. So it is very important. So one of the good example in this sense, the company or group having very good public image is the Tata Group. They are known for their ethical practices and all that. Where is the example of very bad public image? You can say the organization is a good example is the Kingfisher Airlines. So where lot of dues and lot of malpractices happen. So that is why the public image of Kingfisher Airlines is very bad. Where is take any Tata Group company like TCS, the public image is very great. For accomplishing these goals, administration has to establish sound rapport with tools like personal charm, a sweet smile, pleasant appearance, impressive conversation, expressing appreciation, various ways of greeting people, and pleasant dress code. So if you see, all these things matters a lot. So you should, the person working in the PR department or in the liaising department should have its own personal charm, as well as it should have a sweet smile. The appearance of that personnel should be very pleasing. It should be have the knack of doing impressive conversation. Then he should able to express proper appreciation, and he should know how to greet the people to the different crowd. He should know if the other side the person is elderly lady, then how to greet that person. If the other side the person is very VVIP, having a very good social status, then how to greet, what are the social norms, what are the ethics, what are the protocols to follow while dealing certain type of people, or you have to handle any labor issues, you have to speak or you have to deal with very lower class people, uneducated people, then how you can effectively communicate with them. You should able to speak in them with a local language. Then they should have very much pleasant dress code. If your company is following a particular dress code, then you should have follow that dress code. Public relations mean maintaining professional relationship with corporate body, an institution or trust, or an eminent personality for the purpose of gaining a favorable public image and goodwill in the circles of the society. So this is about called as a public relations. So So all this is called as a in sum totality is called as a public relation. So many get confused with the term public relations. They think is like similar to the marketing or sales, but no, public relations, you can, yes, certain companies public relations department comes under the marketing department itself, but their job or their duties will be completely different than a particular conventional marketing person. So public relations play a catalyst role in building trust for an organization with the public and with different constituents of the society. So the public relations officer should be very good in the people oriented skills. He should be very good in communication skills. The country like India, the public relations officer should have very good contract with the legal authorities, with the government authorities. He should know probably the regional language, additional languages. If he is dealing with any foreign authorities like Germany, France, Japan, etc. So if he knows the local language like Japanese, German or French, then definitely it is a plus, very much big plus for maintaining a relationship. So it is a management tool for paving a way to resolve many issues. So every big organization, they have dedicated staff related to licensing as well as for public relation. The PR team adopts a methodology of a systematic working by way of personal meetings with the key officials and a person instrumental in the core business areas of the organization. So these meetings could be in the office or at residence or at club or at lobbies of the star hotels or at social and professional forum. So as I told, the PR person or public relations person, it should be very much, he should have good contacts, he should be very much social person, he should like people, he should have knack dealing with different type of people. So that is why the meetings for the PR person, he can undergo meetings at various locations. He can go with the in-house office locations or the different residences or the social clubs or the lobbies of the star hotels or any social gathering. Maybe he do the PR activity at some social event. Maybe he do the PR activity at some NGO event. Maybe social ceremonies or professional forums like seminars, conferences, etc. He can do the PR activity, he can do the networking. Then the PR team extends greeting on birthdays, wedding anniversaries of important officials or personalities. So this is the main job of a PR team, that they extend the greeting on birthdays. They should maintain the database of their business partners. And they should record their wedding anniversaries. They can send the important person on their wedding anniversary a cake with a company greeting card, logo, adjust a kind gesture to establish a contact, etc. The team also presents corporate gifts, New Year diaries, table calendars whenever and wherever appropriate. So certain festivals are common like New Year or Diwali, it is common, but certain areas, particular festival, they celebrate in a big way. For example, in Tamil Nadu, they celebrate Pongal in a big way. For example, in West Bengal, they celebrate Durga Puja in a big way. In Maharashtra, we celebrate the Ganesh Utsav, the 1st May, that Maharashtra Day, in a better way. So every region has their different days for celebration. So they should take care of these days and they can utilize as a platform to develop a public relations. So they can even present other forms of corporate gifts also. Some PR material. Nowadays many corporates, they design different publicity material apart from the calendars. They present or they develop their own logo in the watch and they distribute it. Pens with the logo or t-shirt with the company logo is a very much common thing, or caps with the company logo. So PR team should take decision and should emphasize these PR strategies, how they can develop the established contact. Then coming to the license. So is it PR and license is the same? No. The common thing is both are public oriented activities, but there is a thin line of difference. So what is the exact difference? We will see. License means working closely and as a link between people and organizations for facilitating better communication and cooperation in achieving desired results. So their main focus is facilitating better communication and cooperation in achieving desired result. Their job is not to just to have good public relation. So precisely license and PR go hand in hand in maintaining contacts with different sections of the society, which comprises of governmental, non-governmental, statutory, voluntary and other organizations. So let's say an automotive sector company producing a utility cars, small cars, segment cars. So in their liaison, to whom their liaison officer will deal, in this case of liaisoning, they will deal with the government bodies, the environmental control bodies, different bodies which authenticate their vehicle, certifying bodies, local municipal bodies, etc. So they will have license to these bodies. Certain automotive organizations are also there. So they will have close contact with their secretaries, the ministry, the heavy industry ministry and all that. So this is the job of license department or license officer. Where is PR? Public relations job is to write a business write-up, arrange a press meet or arrange a press show in with help of the marketing team, etc. So the both their functions go in hand in hand. License officer works in hand with the public relations officer. So examples of license. So for example, a corporate hotel or a pharma company need to comply predominant obligations under the requirements of Food and Drug Administration Authority. So take an example, a 5-star hotel has to maintain a good relation with Food and Drug Administration Authority. Why? Because they have, if anything wrong happen in their restaurant, anything, they can cancel their license. So that is why the license officer job is to maintain a very healthy relation between these authorities. Same goes with the pharma company. They should maintain a proper standard. So that is why very good example of this case, the recent example of Maggi. Because of the they are not following certain norms, Maggi has been banned. Same case few years back in the Pepsi Cola, the pesticide has been found by this Food and Drug Administration Authority. So they should follow the norms as well. They should maintain a good healthy contact also. Then it comes example of a brewery, that means the liquor manufacturing company producing beer, etc. A brewery needs to comply predominant obligations under the requirements of excise authority. So here the brewery needs to control or have very much good relationship with excise authority. So every industry has different people whom they have to have a good healthy relationship. If there is any company, a developer or builder who is into real estate, he has to maintain contact with the municipal authority. He has to maintain a contact with the local legislators, MLAs, etc. Then a manufacturing or chemical company need to comply predominant obligations under the requirements of factory inspectorate. Plus they should follow certain environmental norms also. If any chemical wastage, they have to follow as per the norms, guidelines, procedure followed by the environmental ministry. So they should have very good rapport with the people having the post in the environmental ministry or certain organizations. For the sake of convenience and ease in accessing numerous PR bodies, it is recommended that The administration may classify the whole network of agencies into following categories. What are the categories? First category is called as class A, that is frequent contacts, for example once in a week. So highly contact, highly communicated persons, you can put it into this category, frequent contacts, once in a week. Then class B, medium range contacts, for example once in a month. Not that important, but yes, you should have certain type of contact. Then class C, rare and occasional contacts, once in a quarter. So this is maybe the certifying body or licensing body, for that you don't have to take license very often, but you should have the contact. So that is why class C, you can put this type of thing, once in a quarter, etc. So this segmentation you can do. Apart from your needs, you can do another segmentation also, like class D also, completely rare, once in a year. You can just send them the yearly corporate gift, Diwali gift, New Year gift, etc. So these type of different classifications you can do, but these are the normal classifications, like class A, class B, class C. Both you can do for PR purpose also and for licensing purpose also. Then what are the importance of PR and license in on-site emergency? So if any emergency arises in the plant or in the factory, or any emergency arise in some any premises, so what happens? So every year emergencies take toll on the business and the industry in the lives as well as property and the wealth. So if an advanced planning about emergency is done, the injuries and the damages can be controlled. The objectives of the emergency planning are, so what are the objectives of the emergency planning? These are to avoid confusion and panic. If any fire hazard occurs, then whom to contact? That PR and licensing officer should have good contact with the local authority, local firefighting department, or if they are having their own department, then their own firefighting department also should have good contact with their local bodies. So first is to avoid confusion and panic. Second, to prevent emergency from escalation. Then to prevent cascade of emergencies. So cascade of emergencies means, after one emergency arises, there should not be followed another emergency. So their cycle should not be go on. Then to minimize loss of lives and property of the firm as well as neighboring industries. So this should be very much important, because I think 6 years back in the Dombivli MIDC, a mishap has happened. One chemical manufacturer has storing lot of illegal chemicals without the permission of the local authorities, and because of that it exploded one evening, and because of his carelessness he also died in that mishap, but the neighboring industry is also affected. So that is why you should take care of all these on-site emergencies. To alert neighboring industries, if anything is there, you should have system to alert the neighboring industries. So emergency you cannot call and all you do, there should be other facilities like a fire alarm or a siren. Such type of things are there in the plant, or you can communicate the same thing to the neighboring industries surrounded in that particular unit. To provide rescue and medical care to the injured person, there should be first aid facility provided. There should be a medical help should be available round the clock in case of emergencies. To minimize environmental impact of the emergency, you can reduce the impact, environmental impact of the emergency. You should have that type of aid is available. Resources should be available. So emergency planning is a teamwork of not only teams inside the premises, but also teams of outside agencies also. So all personnel should know what is my role and where should I go in the event of emergency. So let's say a petroleum manufacturing factory has some explosion arise on particular day, then every person or every staff working there, they should know what to do in case of emergency. So whose duty is this? The HR administration department along with the license and PR officer, along with the operations head, they should educate and train what to do. They should not gather at particular place. They should not run here and there also. If any fire hazard comes, then what should do? A proper communication should be there. Their proper system of mic facility should be there in the premises, so that on that mic, one particular person can inform what is the current situation, whom to ask for. Then emergency duties are mandatory, and in case of failure, the person will be punished. So there should be provision for any emergencies. What are the duties, mandatory duties for a particular person in the company? And if he is not doing that duty, in case of failure, what is the punishment? That should be emphasized, or that should be recorded in the SOP of that particular company, so that he will get punished, and in the future, your another employee should not think of doing the same mistake again in the future. So punishment is required. Maybe it is legal punishment, maybe termination of that employee can be done, or a temporary suspension with a written warning. So what are the, there will be different way, but any staff who will be responsible for any type of this failure should get punished. So in the case of emergency, the effective PR and license maintained by the organization will come to its rescue. So who comes to the rescue? PR and license. In terms of emergency, who comes for the rescue? The PR team and the licensing team. Licensing team, why they come into the picture? Why not operations? Because operations, they are good into their day-to-day job outside regarding the authorities and all that. Licensing officer, because he is having a contacts. If any fire emerge and a local fire station is unable to provide that much resources, so licensing officer should able to establish, or they should have the contact to ask extra facilities from nearby fire stations. Then PR, the public relations, should maintain a proper image. They should next day, they should communicate the proper incidents properly, so that company's public image should not be damaged. So that is where for emergency, PR and license has a very important effect. They are not involved into day-to-day operations, but for long-term perspective, PR and licensing department are very much important. So we need urgent help of local government agencies, appropriate government agencies, fire brigade, police, hospitals. If any theft has done or any mishap happened, then whom to contact? Then PR and licensing authority comes in the place. If any strike is going on, any murder happened due to rivalry between the groups of the worker, then what to do? Then the licensing officer comes in the picture. He will contact the local police department, ask for the help. So if our license and PR is not effective, we will face serious difficulties in facing and getting over emergency situations. So you can say that PR and licensing is directly related for emergencies. So first we saw the earlier chapters like travel arrangement, itinerary, transportation, all our departments are related for the day-to-day smooth operations. But PR and licensing are essential part only when emergency arise. So as per the principle of preventive management, the success of emergency, how to cope with the emergency situation, the credit goes to PR and licensing department of any organization, and mostly it is under the functional administration department of the any organization. So PR and licensing plays a very big role in case of emergency. Thank you.